Chapter 30, The Vietnam War, 1954 to 1975. Why it matters. The Vietnam War created very bitter divisions within the United States. Supporters argued that patriotism demanded that communism be halted. Opponents argued that intervening in Vietnam was immoral. Many young people protested or resisted the draft. Victory was not achieved, although more than 58,000 American soldiers died. After the war, the nation had many wounds to heal. The impact today. Changes brought about by the war are still evident in the United States today. The nation is reluctant to commit troops overseas. The War Powers Act limits a president's power to involve the nation in war. Section 1. The United States focuses on Vietnam. An American story. On July 16, 1945, as World War II continued to rage in the Pacific, a small military force that included Major Allison Thomas parachuted into a jungle clearing of Vietnam. Their mission was to gather information on the Japanese, who had controlled Vietnam since 1941. Shortly after landing, Thomas's team encountered a group of Vietnamese independence fighters. Led by Ho Chi Minh, they were fighting to free Vietnam from Japanese rule. The guerrillas quickly escorted the team to their encampment, where the team learned that Ho Chi Minh had fallen ill. The team's medic, Paul Hoagland, treated Ho for dysentery and malaria, and most likely saved his life. Thomas later recalled his first night at Ho's camp. They, Ho Chi Minh's forces, had built for us a special bamboo shelter, consisting of a bamboo floor a few feet off the ground and a roof of palm leaves. We then had supper, consisting of beer, rice, bamboo sprouts, and barbecued steaks. They freshly slaughtered a cow in our honor. Quoted in The Perfect War. Early American involvement in Vietnam. In the late 1940s and early 1950s, most Americans knew little about Vietnam. During this time, however, American officials came to view the nation as increasingly important in the campaign to halt the spread of communism. The growth of Vietnamese nationalism. When the Japanese seized power in Vietnam during World War II, it was one more example of foreigners ruling the Vietnamese people. China had controlled the region off and on for hundreds of years. From the late 1800s until World War II, France ruled Vietnam and neighboring Laos and Cambodia, a region known collectively as French Indochina. By the early 1900s, nationalism had become a powerful force in Vietnam. The Vietnamese formed several political parties to push for independence or reform of the French colonial government. One of the leaders of the nationalist movement was Nguyen Thi Tan, better known by his alias Ho Chi Minh, or Bringer of Light. He was born in 1890 in central Vietnam. As a young man, Ho Chi Minh taught at a village school. At the age of 21, he sailed for Europe on a French freighter, paying his passage by working in the galley. During his travels abroad, including a stay in the Soviet Union, Ho Chi Minh became an advocate of communism. In 1930, he returned to Southeast Asia, where he helped found the Indochinese Communist Party and worked to overthrow French rule. Ho Chi Minh's activities made him a wanted man. He fled Indochina and spent several years in exile in the Soviet Union and China. In 1941, he returned to Vietnam. By then, Japan had seized control of the country. Ho Chi Minh organized a nationalist group called Viet Minh. The group united both communists and non-communists in the struggle to expel the Japanese forces. Soon afterward, the United States began sending military aid to Viet Minh. The United States supports the French. With the Allies' victory over Japan in August 1945, the Japanese surrendered control of Indochina. Ho Chi Minh and his forces quickly announced that Vietnam was an independent nation. He even crafted a Vietnam Declaration of Independence. Archimedes Patty, an American officer stationed in Vietnam at the time, helped the rebel leader write the document. When a translator read aloud the opening, "All men are created equal. They are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Among these are liberty, life, and the pursuit of happiness. Patty suddenly sat up, startled, recognizing the words as very similar to the American Declaration of Independence. I stopped him and turned to Ho in amazement and asked if he really intended to use it in his declaration. Ho sat back in his chair, his palms together with fingertips touching his lips ever so lightly, as though meditating. Then, with a gentle smile, he asked softly, "Should I not use it?" I felt sheepish and embarrassed. "Of course," I answered. "Why should he not?" Quoted in The Perfect War. France, however, had no intention of seeing Vietnam become independent. Seeking to regain their colonial empire in Southeast Asia, French troops returned to Vietnam in 1946 and drove the Viet Minh forces into hiding in the countryside. By 1949, French officials had set up a new government in Vietnam. The Viet Minh fought back against the French-dominated regime and slowly increased their control over large areas of the countryside. As fighting between the two sides escalated, France appealed to the United States for help. The request put American officials in a difficult position. The United States opposed colonialism. It had pressured the Dutch to give up their empire in Indonesia, and it supported the British decision to give India independence in 1947. In Vietnam, however, the independence movement had become entangled with the communist movement. American officials did not think France should control Vietnam, but they did not want Vietnam to be communist either. Two events convinced the Truman administration to help France: the fall of China to communism and the outbreak of the Korean War. Korea, in particular, convinced American officials that the Soviet Union had begun a major push to impose communism on East Asia. Shortly after the Korean War began, Truman authorized a massive program of military aid to French forces fighting in Vietnam. On taking office in 1953, President Eisenhower continued to support the French military campaign against the Viet Minh. By 1954, the United States was paying roughly three-fourths of France's war costs. During a news conference that year, Eisenhower defended United States policy in Vietnam by stressing what became known as the domino theory, the belief that if Vietnam fell to communism, so too would the other nations of Southeast Asia. You have a row of dominoes set up. You knock over the first one, and what will happen to the last one is the certainty that it will go over very quickly. Asia, after all, has already lost 450 million of its peoples to the communist dictatorship, and we simply can't afford greater losses. Quoted in America in Vietnam. Reading check. Summarizing. Why did Ho Chi Minh lead a resistance movement against France? The Viet Minh drive out the French. Despite significant amounts of aid from the United States, the French struggled against the Viet Minh, who consistently frustrated the French with hit-and-run and ambush tactics. These are the tactics of guerrillas, irregular troops who usually blend into the civilian population and are often difficult for regular armies to fight. The mounting casualties and the inability of the French to defeat the Viet Minh made the war very unpopular in France. Finally, in 1954, the struggle reached a turning point. Turning point. Defeat at Dien Bien Phu. In 1954, the French commander ordered his forces to occupy the mountain town of Dien Bien Phu. Seizing the town would interfere with the Viet Minh's supply lines and force them into open battle. Soon afterward, a huge Viet Minh force surrounded Dien Bien Phu and began bombarding the town. "Shells rained down on us without stopping, like a hailstorm on a fall evening," recalled one French soldier. Bunker after bunker, trench after trench collapsed, burying under them men and weapons. On May 7, 1954, the French force at Dien Bien Phu fell to the Viet Minh. The defeat convinced the French to make peace and withdraw from Indochina. Geneva Accords. Negotiations to end the conflict were held in Geneva, Switzerland. The Geneva Accords divided French Indochina into three nations: Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia. The agreement also temporarily divided Vietnam along the 17th parallel, with Ho Chi Minh and the Viet Minh in control of North Vietnam and a pro-Western regime in control of the South. In 1956, elections were to be held to reunite the country under a single government. Shortly after the Geneva Accords partitioned Vietnam, the French finally left. The United States almost immediately stepped in and became the principal protector of the new government in the South, led by a nationalist leader named Ngo Dinh Diem. Like Ho Chi Minh, Diem had been educated abroad, but unlike the North Vietnamese leader, Diem was pro-Western and fiercely anti-communist. A Catholic, he welcomed the roughly 1 million North Vietnamese Catholics who migrated south to escape Ho Chi Minh's rule. When the time came in 1956 to hold countrywide elections, as called for by the Geneva Accords, Diem refused. He knew that the communist-controlled North would not allow genuinely free elections, and that Ho Chi Minh would almost certainly have won as a result. Eisenhower supported Diem and increased American military and economic aid to South Vietnam. In the wake of Diem's actions, tensions between the North and South intensified. The nation seemed headed towards civil war, with the United States caught in the middle of it. Reading check. Examining. What was the effect of the French defeat at Dien Bien Phu?